This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Wind and rain from the storm they call Elsa has been interfering with the search effort at the site of that collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida. But the storm's main target is far away, Florida's northern Gulf Coast. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Elsa swept past the Florida Keys, but spared the low-lying island chain a direct hit. Still, there were heavy rains predicted in the Keys through Wednesday, along with strong winds. Duke Energy, the main electric utility in the Tampa Bay area, said in a statement that it had thousands of support personnel ready to respond to power outages in the storm's aftermath.
In Surfside, Florida, where that condo building collapsed, 36 people are known dead, more than 100 still missing, 2 weeks after the building fell down. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says searchers are not seeing signs that somebody could have survived and is still trapped.
The key things we're looking for all throughout in regards to void space, livable spaces, you know, we're not coming across that.
The bodies of two young victims of the building collapse are being buried in the same white casket. Lucia and Emma Guara were laid to rest Tuesday alongside their parents. The four of them were among those killed in the collapse of the Champlain Towers South building nearly 2 weeks ago. Experts say Haiti is increasingly unstable politically. This morning, its president was assassinated. Jovenel Moïse was killed in an attack on his home, according to the country's interim prime minister. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
The killing comes amid deepening political and economic instability and a spike in gang violence.
The Vatican says Pope Francis' recovery from intestinal surgery continues to be regular and satisfactory. The Vatican says examinations show Francis suffered a severe narrowing of his colon. He is 84 years old. This is AP News. Peacock, the streaming service, is picking it up.
Peacock is adding some more color to its lineup. The streaming service has signed on with Universal Film Entertainment Group in a move to boost the number of movie offerings it has for its subscribers. Under the deal, starting next year, all Universal films, including the new Jurassic World and Minions movies, will be made available exclusively on Peacock. Those new titles will hit the stream no later than 4 months after they make it into theaters. That means that during an 18-month window, Universal movies will be on Peacock for the first and last 4 months. In between, they can be licensed elsewhere. Both companies are corporate children of NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The judge who sentenced former President Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen to prison has died. Judge William Pauley III was 68. He'd had a long illness, say associates. Michael Cohen had pleaded guilty to fraud and lying to Congress. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.